Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community, from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Good evening, Texas. Good morning, Philippines. Welcome to Legal Treats. My name is Eileen Ligutizon. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And of course, Legal Treats, sanay tayo na mayroon akong co-host dito. Nesca is actually not going to be able to join us today. She is celebrating her birthday. So happy birthday, Nesca. Enjoy your celebration with your family. Nesca will join us next Friday, because Legal Treats is live every Friday at 6:30 p.m. Central Time here in the United States, and Saturday 7:30 a.m. in the Philippines. So you are having breakfast there while we are supposed to have our dinner time here in Texas. Now, this Legal Treats is brought to you by Lawin Media Network. You can watch a live show here on the Lawin Media Network Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can also watch a recorded live show on in YouTube channel of the Lawin Media Network. And I believe this is also being live streamed on my Facebook, my profile, Eileen Ligot Dizon. So if you're tuning in, feel free to post a comment, shout outs, greetings to your friends. Definitely, I will read them throughout the show, but guess what? Tonight, I am not just going to be me, although Nesca is celebrating her birthday somewhere. I will be joined by a very talented young woman. She's probably not new to you. She appeared in different shows here in Lawin Media Network. She's multi-talented, you know, and a law student. So she will definitely be able to follow through with our conversation, which is women in law, in Legal Treats. So why don't we welcome our guest co-host for tonight, Krisha. Come on in, Krisha.
Hi, attorney. Good evening, Texas, and good morning here in the Philippines. And it's nice to see you again here in Legal Treats, attorney Eileen.
Yes, I'm actually excited to have you here tonight, because ang pag-uusapan naman natin, you know, it may not apply to you, but it may apply to other viewers or to, who knows, a friend or relative of yours. Because this Legal Treats is actually our treat, you know, to our friends and families and viewers out there. These are free legal knowledge that we share to the public. And because it's free legal knowledge, I'd like you to share it also with your friends or families or whoever you think may need the legal knowledge, or, you know, not necessarily advice, but the information, you know. Because remember, what we talk about here is not a legal advice. This is for informational purposes only. And if you want to know more, you feel free to send us a message or comments there in the chat box. We will answer them throughout during the show, but if the show is over, you're watching the recorded, you can still send us a message, and we'll try to address them as much as we can. Right, Krisha?
Yes, attorney. And this is the reason why I really, really admire you, attorney. Because just like what you said, you're giving free advices or, you know, any free treats, legal treats to the public. And that's something really admirable.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I did that.
Huh? No. Kasi sandali mo, hindi pa Pasko ah. Pero tatandaan ko yan. Yeah, well, kasi there's always Google, right? And ChatGPT or, you know, some AI platform where people can ask questions. But, you know, these are not, most likely, they're not lawyers. And especially if you're Googling it, there's a lot of misinformation online. So you have to be careful with what information you're getting. There are some good information out there, but how will you know if they're the correct information? Especially, laws are very jurisdictional. When we say jurisdictional, your laws in the Philippines will not apply here in the United States because we have our own laws. So when you obtain information, make sure that information applies to your jurisdiction. And what's the best solution? I mean, what's the best source is, of course, yung legal professional lawyers practicing in your jurisdiction, di ba?
Yes, attorney. I will agree to that because hindi ko sigurado kung ang proper term is in general or most of people kasi na nakakasalamuha ko dito here in the Philippines, they think what's applicable to you will also be applicable to others. Kaya nga, uso dito sa Pinas na kapag may dinaramdam kang sakit, you're just going to Google it. Tapos akala mo yun na yung sakit mo. So, applying it in the legal profession, akala nila kung dahil nabasa nila to, akala nila yun na yung proper, for example, remedy for them. But, ayun, that's why it's really important for us to acknowledge that we need help from someone who is in the legal field or legal profession.
And I absolutely agree with you, Krisha, because, you know, there are a lot of information out there. Katulad nga yan, pag masakit ang tiyan mo, sometimes Google mo ba't masakit ang tiyan mo or anong pwede mong inumin. And sometimes it will work. But that did it really address the issue? And also, just because nag-work sa ibang tao, mag-work sa'yo. So it's really important for you to consult a professional, kung ano man yung kailangan mo, whether it's a doctor, a dentist, a mechanic. You know, hindi ka naman pupunta sa doktor kung ang kailangan mo ay mekaniko, pupunta ka sa tamang professionals, mechanics. Hindi ka naman magtatanong sa dentist kung ang kailangan mo ay legal advice. So you have to make sure na tama yung source mo ng information. Now, ang iba pa dyan is they try to fit yung ano, let's say, for fit and compare. Like say, for example, ay, ganito lang ginawa ko. Nag-file ako ng ganito and natapos ko naman. Pero hindi pa naman pala mag-apply yun sa ibang tao because iba rin yung situation niya. That's why in the legal field, if you consult an attorney, we have so many questions to ask. Ganun din, pag pumunta ka sa doctor mo, di ba? They ask so many questions because they're trying to determine ano ang problema. You know, at kasi you cannot have a solution pag hindi mo alam ang problema, di ba? So,
indeed.
Exactly, di ba? So, magtatanong just to get the details para malaman kung ano ang problema and may apply ang tamang solution. Krisha?
That's right, attorney. And with that said, no, attorney, I'm really curious about our topic today.
Ang topic natin ngayon is very interesting. But before we dive into our topics, we have some comments here, feedback, shoutouts. Why don't we show them and say hi to them? You know, in the Philippines, it's morning. So go ahead and read them, Krisha. Mas malinaw pa mo sa akin eh.
From Miss Arari Kilman Umria, good evening, Texas, and hello, Attorney Aileen Ligotizan. Have a blessed evening po, watching from Pangasinan. Thank you.
Kumusta
for
Ara? That. Kumusta Kalantan? Eh, pag taga Pangasinan din ito, si Krisha. So, magsalita ka nga ng Pangasinan, Krisha.
Oh my God, wait lang. Go!
Kalimutan mo? Bumati ka ng Pangasinense.
Kabusan
Lantan, oh.
Ay, kabusan si kayo. And good morning po from CJ Vale. Kabusan mo din si kaate. And we have a comment here. They're from Texas, from Miss Cora Flores. People should know how to identify reliable sources, particularly when it comes to rules and policies. And for a follow-up, Oh, I think it's just the same.
The same. Yes. And I agree with you, Cora. Hi, Cora. Yes. So, totoo yan. Kasi there's a lot of misinformation out there. And kahit sa tao ka mismo magtanong, kung maling tao yung pinuntahan, I mean, when I say maling tao, maling source, di ba? Katulad ngayon, ang tanong mo, it has something to do with legal matters, you don't go to a mechanic, you don't go to a dentist, di ba? O kung ang tanong mo naman ay sakit sa ngipin, hindi ka naman pupunta, syempre, sa lawyer, di ba? Or sa teacher. Kung ang tanong mo naman about education, syempre, pupunta ka sa tamang professional, di ba? That's what Cora means, because it is very dangerous to small or no, ibig sabihin is little knowledge or wrong information, you know, these are very dangerous because it could lead you to a much bigger problem or worse situation, you know, irreversible situation. Yeah. And of course, you need to know the rules and policies kasi pag hindi mo alam, syempre, how do you know you're doing the right thing? Parang sa batas din yan eh. If you don't know the law, how will you know if you're already breaking the law? Now, the thing is, you know, how will you know the law, Krisha? How? Kaya nga meron tayong legal maxim, Krisha. Ano nga ba yung legal maxim natin about that? Ignorantia legis. Ano yung ibig sabihin nun?
Ignorantia.
Say that again.
Ignorance excuses no one. Parang hindi ko alam kung saan ko siya napanood, pero may specific phrase na sinabi doon na knowledge is power.
Of course. Knowledge is power all the time. You know, and also it's a source of your confidence. You become confident, you feel that you're strong and brave kung alam mo ang ginagawa mo. That's why knowledge is power, and I absolutely believe in that. And Cora said, facts and evidence is critical in making choices and decisions. Tama, kaya marami tayong mga the questions na tinatanong to get the information, the details. We cannot assume, because that's very dangerous to do, is you know, assume that something exists and they're not. So you need to know the facts. Kaya nga facts lang importante eh. Not your opinion, yung hinala mo, ganyan. And then sabi ni Cora dito, Duralex said Lex. Ano ang Duralex said Lex? Alam na alam ni Krisha yan. The law?
The law is harsh, but it is the law.
No, the law may be harsh, or the law may be hard, but it is the law. You still have to follow that. Wala kang magagawa. And even in the organizations, diba, mga organizations, non-profit or whatever kind, even the corporations yan. Merong sa organizations may mga bylaws, and you run your organizations based on your bylaws. Businesses naman, you run your business based on your company agreement, you know, or your policies and procedures in your company. Kasi pwede kang masisante pag nag-violate ka ng policy and procedure dyan, or makasuhan ka pa. So really, it's just a matter of knowing it. Now, hindi ka pwedeng makampaning, ay hindi ko alam yan, so hindi ako pwedeng maparusahan. Sorry, kasi sabi lang natin, Duralex said like. Ignorantia les neminem excusat. Memorize ko yan. You know, those two legal maxim. Ayan. Okay, so thank you for those engagement. This is what we really wanted you to do, our audience there. Beautiful, amazing audience. I know you all are smart in your own way, intelligible in your own way. So bring it on. Don't be afraid to participate, because that's what we really wanted. You be part of the show. Kaya nga, we always encourage for you to post your comments, shout out, kahit batiin nyo lang yung long lost friend ninyo o hinahanap ninyo, you can actually post it here. Kung naghahanap kayo ng boyfriend or girlfriend, pwede rin. You know, pwede mo rin dito i-post, basta appropriate lang ha.
Since we are going to dwell on the topic of divorce attorney, baka naman may recommend mo daw yung mga previous clients mo.
Actually, alam mo, I don't understand why we're gonna talk about divorce. We're talking about creating relationship here, diba? But anyway, well, the reason why we're gonna dive into discussions about divorce later is because I've been getting a lot of questions lately about the, you know, specific facts of divorce na i-relate mo rin, na may pwede nating i-relate sa Philippines. Although sa Philippines ay walang divorce, nagkakaroon actually dyan ng recognition of divorce. So, paano yung process na yon, you know? Tapos, paano yung process ng divorce naman outside the Philippines? So, yung mga pag-uusapan natin. Kaya kung meron kayong mga tanong, or you're in that situation, or hindi nyo naman kailangan sabi na you're undergoing, you know, you're into that situation, you can come up with a hypothetical questions. Especially, hindi naman kami pwede magbigay ng advice dito. We can only share with you information. So, anyway, Krisha, before we dive into that, let's have a short break. And we will be right back. So, be prepared with your questions and see you in a bit.
Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind-the-scenes insights and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
And we're back. Andito pa rin tayo sa Legal Treats and Still Women in Law. And with me here, my special co-host for tonight, Krisha. So, Krisha, what is your first question? Now, actually, may tanong ako sa'yo, Krisha.
Yes,
so, alam ko wala namang divorce dyan sa Philippines. Eh. So, ano ang counterpart? Na, hindi man ang counterpart. Ano ang pinakamalapit na legal process na meron sa Philippines regarding dissolution ng marriage, because divorce is a dissolution of marriage.
Yes, the only I think the only dissolution of marriage that is applicable or currently applicable here in the Philippines would be annulment attorney.
Yes.
Although annulment. Looking forward sa divorce.
Looking forward ka talaga ha. Hindi mo naman kailangan pa yon, 'di ba?
Hindi pa naman.
Pero you're looking forward to that. Dinajoke ko lang sa Krisha. Yeah, that's true. Walang divorce sa Philippines. Matter of fact, it's the only country aside from Vatican na wala pang divorce. All other countries may divorce sila. May divorce law. Now, of course, pare-pareho ba yan? Hindi naman. Nagbavary. Merong divorce can be obtained through judicial process. Meron din namang divorce can be obtained through an administrative process. Meron na yan sa ibang bansa, but not here in the U.S. We don't follow that. Only judicial process here in the U.S. So, that being said, ang divorce kasi is a legal process available to terminate or dissolve a marriage. Now, there are other legal processes in terminating a marriage. Katulad nga ng sinabi ni Krisha, annulment. But in the Philippines, there are specific requirements or elements ang annulment. It's hindi yan basta-basta pwedeng ma-avail mo unless meron ka nagpo-fall yung facts mo doon sa mga legal elements, you know, yung requirements you have to prove to the court. And the process niyan is, you know, you have to file it in the regional trial court, diba? And then, you know, it could, the decision, if it's granted, it could be appealed before the Court of Appeals. And when I was in the Philippines, I was working in the Court of Appeals, I handled those annulment cases that were appealed at that time. So that's why sometimes it's not as quick as, you know, okay, natapos na yung process sa regional trial court, eh okay na. Pag inappeal yan, well, syempre, hindi ka, ano, pending pa yon because hindi pa final yung annulment. Now the other solution, the solution is what? Aside from annulment, merong legal separation, pero may mga syempre differences of mine. We are not going to discuss them tonight. We can discuss them in a different episode later siguro. We'll see how it's going to go. Kung may mga questions na ganyan, we might have another episode for that, yung mga other legal process. But tonight, divorce ang pag-usapan natin. Well, of course, dito sa Texas, my divorce. And I know, Krisha, I supposed to be magtatanong si Krisha sa akin. Sige na, Krisha, pagbibigyan na, magtanong ka na sa akin.
I'm really curious, attorney, kasi wala talaga akong parang never pa akong naka-encounter ng someone from the US who actually had divorce. And naku-curious ako kung ano ba yung process ng divorce talaga in Texas or in US per se. So parang nakaka-curious kasi na how is it different from annulment here in the Philippines that you're just going to make sure that all requisites of will apply to you. So what about divorce?
Oh, nga, curious na curious si Krisha about divorce. Pero that's really a valid question, Krisha. Especially kung mayroon kang knowledge about, yun nga, yung annulment, it's because you need to know the difference. Bakit hindi na lang ikaw mag-annulment? Bakit ka pa mag-divorce? And I tell you this because we have some Filipino-Americans who are here right now in Texas, and they actually ask us that question of, attorney, is it better for me to file an annulment in the Philippines or just file a divorce here? You know, or do I have to do both? In some cases, in some instances, tagpa-file sila pareho. Sabi ko, why do you do that? Why do you have two gastos at the same time? You only need one now. Well, it depends also, of course, in your ano yung goal mo. Why are you doing it, diba? Why do you have to file an annulment and then you also have to file a divorce here? Ang pareho lang naman ng ano yan, ng result is the dissolving the marriage and allowing you to get married. Now, una muna sabihin natin, una nating sagutin is bakit may mga taong nagfa-file ng divorce dito sa Texas and at the same time nagfa-file din ng annulment? Now, this is crucial, crucial. Ano, nakakaano pala yung name? Crucial, crucial.
Crucial, crucial.
Oo, oh, parang tang-twister. Crucial, crucial. Gagawin na yan ni Crucial later. Okay. Well, I know Crucial is very much curious about how we do the divorce here. Let me tell you the process quickly kasi it's also important, you know, to know this para masagot natin yung, ano, yung sa issue ng bakit mag-file ng divorce and then annulment sa Philippines, divorce dito. Well, dito kasi ang process ng filing ng divorce, there are two types of divorce here. Actually, we have the no-fault and fault divorce. Yung no-fault divorce, wala lang. Wala lang. Ayaw nyo na sa isa't isa. And, you know, pasimplihan na lang natin ng explanation. Hindi na kayo magkasundo. We call it irreconcilable differences. There is no hope for reconciliation. Yun talagang tama na, tapos na, ganyan. Hindi nyo na kayang makita ng isa't isa sa isang bahay, ganyan. So wala, you're not saying fault niya, fault ko, ng babae siya, you know, hindi ako marunong mag-handle ng, pero wala, walang ganon. Kaya nga it's called no-fault divorce. You just simply cannot be together any longer, anymore. So yun yung no-fault divorce. And yung isa naman, yung fault divorce, eh, yun naman yung may mga grounds. Like, for example, adultery or abandonment. You know, or you are already living separately for, 3 years, yun ang kinag-uusap, ganyan. And all the others, you know, there are seven grounds of divorce here in Texas. Yun yung fault divorce, okay? Alma, yun na-confine na sa mental hospital, you know, or siyempre, paano pa kayo magsasama? You file a divorce because of that situation. Isang taon na siya na sa hospital and there's no way na gagaling siya. O kaya naman, convicted, nakulong siya. 1 year na siya sa kulungan. Hindi mo alam kung kailan lalabas, lalabas pa. So they file divorce para they can move on with their lives or, you know, depende doon sa kanilang plan in life. Yun yung mayroon kayong grounds. Why are you filing for divorce? That's why it's called fault divorce. Now, bakit mayroon kailang i-categorize yon? Kasi yung no fault, usually, nagkakaroon kayo ng agreement how to settle your issues. Now, in a divorce, there are 3 major issues pag nagde-divorce yung couple. So, merong first one is kung may mga anak, especially minor children, less than 18 years old, we have to address that the issue of child support and child custody. So, yun yung 2 major issues. And then, the third one is division of your assets. Kasi syempre, well, during your marriage, nakapagpundar ka, you're able to purchase a house or acquire something, you know, or even yung mga savings ninyo, ganyan. They become community property because Texas is a community property. Parang ano rin, same ng concept ng absolute community property sa Philippines, parang ganyan. So, we are a community property state. So, but not necessarily 50-50, and I tell you why later on. So, yan yung tatlong issues, di ba? Kung napagkasundaan ninyo lahat how to resolve those issues, you can come up with an agreed decree of divorce, which is of course the easier way to set to get a divorce, right? Napagkasundaan niyo ng lahat. And that's because there's no fault. So madali lang kayo magkasundo kung tagang hindi na, hindi tayo magsama, so let's just try our best. Pero may mga times din na, even if it's a no-fault divorce, hindi sila nagkakasundo sa lahat ng issue, so we still go to litigation. Let's say, for example, hindi sila magkasundo sa child custody. The other one wanted a sole custody, the other pair wanted a joint custody, or, you know, something like that. Or kung, let's say for example, properties naman. Hindi sila magkasundo sa hatian ng mga property nila. So, nagkakaroon ng litigation for issues that are not settled. But still, yun ay no-fault divorce. Now, fault divorce usually are the litigated divorce cases. Pero minsan nagkakaroon pa rin ng settlement. Because courts here, they encourage the parties to come up with a settlement. Kasi para, syempre, hindi na kailangan pang yung judge ang issue ng decision how to divide your property, so ang pupunta mga bata, ganyan. They encourage the parents, the parties in the divorce case to settle the issues. That's why they most of the courts here require mediation bago magkaroon ng final hearing. Try your best to settle the issues. So yun yung process in general. Overview lang yun. Now,
parang nakaka-draining overview. If
aba, ay marami na ba? Sige, tama na yun. Ayun, so, sige, I will stop from there kasi, ay alam mo ba sabi nila, Krisha, yung brain daw ng tao can only be can only take information the first 20 minutes. Wala pa naman akong 20 minutes ah. So kailangan na nare-receive mo pa yan. After 20 minutes, tama ba ako, Teacher Cora? After 20 minutes, nag-wonder-wonder ng isip ng mga bata. So first 20 minutes, hit mo agad yung mga information, they will be very receptive. So anyway, yes, yun yung kabuuan ng ng overview ng divorce. 2 types ng divorce dito. Now, kanina sabi ko, di ba, bakit kailangan nagpala ng divorce dito, yung iba nag-aano pa rin, nagpapala ng annulment. Depende kasi yun, Krisha. And this is very important. Pero didiscuss ko after ng break natin kasi kailangan ko magpahinga, Sabi niya, let's show Cora's comment din, sabi niya. 15 minutes lang. Ay, ganun ba? 20 minutes yun, di ba? Anyway, depende siguro sa sa age ng tao, di ba? Pero sige, sabi natin kay Teacher Cora kasi teacher yan eh. Okay, before we go on a break, basahin natin yung comment ni Cora, Krisha.
Alright, shout out all those who supported our fundraising campaign for Teacher Carol Line last Saturday. Also to the generous board members of PACCJHR, Gawad Kalinga, and Safe EP Unified. Alrighty. Thank you po sa mga nag-support ng fundraising event ni Miss Cora. And then, oh, additional, even shorter daw ng 15 minutes.
Alam mo, sa bagay, because of ano yan eh, because of what's going on, yung gadgets and all that, nasa-shorten na nga daw ang, ano, ang attention span ng tao. Kaya bawasan natin ang ano, kagagamit ng gadget. Parang guilty rin ako dyan. Ano. So anyway, let's go on a break. We'll come back and we'll read some more of the comments when we are back. All right. See you around.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
Hello po dyan sa mga taga Texas. Nandyan po kami ni Desa sa June 14 at meron po kami show sa Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center on June 14. So nandyan po ang mga detalye below sa ating poster and I hope to see you soon guys. See you sa June 14!
And we're back. Nako, Krisha, umanda ka, may test ka sa akin ngayon. Because...
Ano naman yung si Miss Cora, natawa lang ako talaga. Sabi niya, attorney, dapat may check for understanding parate. After 5 minutes na required sa district ko eh. Grabbing every 5 minutes.
Totoo yan, kaya nga, ano, check natin si Krisha kung nakikinig sa mga pinagsasabi ko kanina, no?
Okay, I have a question regarding your discussion earlier about properties. Kasi I'm not sure if I am correct with what I'm about to say, but regarding the divorce of Kelly Clarkson, like, halos parang majority ata ng assets niya is napunta sa ex-husband niya. So, parang, ano yung discussion regarding doon, attorney? Like, parang paano ba yung division ng properties?
Well, saan si Kelly, anong state siya? Kasi, you know, divorce is a state law. So, we have, we may be similar or there might be similarities or differences ng mga divorce sa bawat state. So, I can only speak, of course, sa Texas. But what I can say is, there sometimes, like, kahit naman dito sa Texas eh, especially if it is a fault divorce, you know, pag may fault, nagkakaroon ng uneven distribution or, you know, an even distribution or division of assets ang mag-asawa. Kung mas marami kang kasalanan, mas konting mabibigay siya because you're at fault. That's why we have to distinguish, di ba, if it is a fault divorce or no fault divorce. So, in Texas kasi, even if we say that we're community property, hindi ibig sabihin na pag nag-divorce kayo, 50% ang sayo, 50% yung sa other party. Pag let's say yung other party ay guilty of adultery, you know, during the marriage. That's one factor na titingnan ng judge why you don't deserve to get more than the other one. Kaya nagkakaroon ng disparity, hindi talaga 50-50. Now, minsan naman sa agreement din 'yon. Nagkakaroon ng, 'di ba, sabi ko sa iyo, they can come up with a settlement agreement and the judges, the courts, they encourage that para kayo nang mag-settle ng differences niyo. Now, it's now in the depending na 'yung division na 'yan sa negotiation niyo. Or if it's not an informal negotiation, could be a formal mediation. So kaya ano 'yun eh, it's also very crucial yung ability mo to negotiate. Ano yung mga leverage, pwede mong i-leverage sa other party. Minsan nagkakaso nila, okay, sa akin yung bahay dito, sa'yo yung bahay sa South Carolina. Ganon. So, meron mga ganyang kasunan. Meron naman na, okay, sa'yo na lahat. Huwag ka na lang makihati sa 401k ko. Diba? So, sa kanya na lahat yon. Ano nangyayari yon? Kasi depende doon kung ano yung binavalue mo sa sarili mo. Limbawa, kasi yung 401k mo is yung pension mo yon. Siyempre, pag tumanda ka doon, kaasa na yun ang susuporta sa'yo pag hindi ka na makapag-tsaba. Okay, importante yon. Kaya mga tao, very, very important sa kanila ang kanilang pension. Pension. Yung 401k mo, nila. Kasi habang nakakapagtrabaho ka pa, kikita ka pa, you can support yourself. But when time comes that you can no longer work for yourself, you have to have your pension in place to support you. Kaya yung iba, okay, get sa'yo na lahat, pati yung mga kambingan natin, bakahan natin, ranch, sa'yo na lahat. Kunin mo na lahat. Huwag mo lang gagalawin ang 401k ko. So that could happen. Kaya minsan sabihin na, ay, ang dami niyang nakuha, parang ganon. Parang nakuha niya na lahat yung pala. Meron kang nileverage. So, yun yung sa negotiation nangyayari yun doon. Minsan naman, may mga properties na involved din sa Philippines. You know, minsan sabihin ng isa na, you know what, sa'yo na lahat kung anong meron tayo sa Pilipinas. Akin na lang yung nandito sa Texas. Ganyan. So, meron silang bahay, resort, condo sa Philippines, mapupunta sa isang, ano, sa isa sa let's say, sa spouse, sa wife or sa husband. And then, yung isang bahay dito sa Texas, kasi balak ng isa na magstay dito, yun na lang sa kanya. So, tapos ng usapan. Ganon. So, it's more of a negotiation. But we have some comments here. Basahin natin bago natin makalimutan. Si Alvin.
Oops.
Ay, nawala. Ayan. Tayo mo na, Krisha.
Hello, good evening, Texas. Hello, Attorney Aileen Ligotis, and watching from Pangasinan. Ang dami niyang fans, Attorney.
Actually, ang dami. Akin ba o sa'yo, taga Pangasinan ka? Hi, Alvin. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, so, wala pang nanay ko, ah. Baka tulog pa. Hindi mo nagko-comment
si nanay. Nakita ko na siya nag-react, so hindi lang siya nagko-comment kayo.
Ganun. Baka ayaw niya ka. Anyway, baka busy, nagsusumba. Napagsumba yan si Mama.
For that wonderful explanation coming from you, Attorney. Kasi misconception ko, akala ko before, kung sino yung mas mayaman, parang siya yung mas malaki yung contribution dun sa ex-spouse. I think you call that alimony. Tama ba yung pronunciation ko? Alimony.
Okay, sabihin mo, alimony. Well, iba rin naman yung concept ng alimony, yung ano yun, spousal maintenance, ganyan. Meron dito sa Texas, but that's not really being, ano, it's not easy to award that kung judge ang mag-award niyan because usually, kapag ang judge ang magde-decide na kung bibigyan o hindi, may guidelines yun. At isa pa, if the person is capable of, you know, working, most likely hindi ka awarded ng ano. But I'm not saying na hindi ka talaga magpede. Depende sa situation. That's why I always have to explain it to my client. Ano yung situation mo right now? Makakapagtrabaho ka ba? You know, are you properly educated? Kasi kung hindi, yun, pwede siguro. Pero pwede pa rin naman magkasundo yung ano, yung dalawa. Kung nagkasundo na magbigay ng spousal maintenance or alimony, okay lang. Pero if you're gonna bring it up to the judge, you know, then the judge will use the guidelines. So most of the time, hindi na-award yan unless nga mag-fall yung spouse into dun sa guideline na yun na kailangan ng support dahil walang pinag-aralan, kailangan mo na niyang bumalik sa school or, you know, hindi siya, wala siyang skills. Hindi naman sa walang pinag-aralan, kundi wala siyang skills. So, hindi siya makakapaganap ng trabaho agad-agad. O kaya may disability siya. Hindi siya makakapagtrabaho. So, bibigyan niya ng support. Pero, again, there's a guideline for that. Now, yung sa ano, I think before I, meron taga akong gustong discuss eh, na yun yung tinanong ko earlier because yon you may not find that information online or maybe there is but it's not ano I'm not sure if the information you're gonna get there is correct. But Cora has a question. Let's address the question first.
So a question from Miss Cora. What about retirement funds? Included ba ito sa distribution?
Yes, included yan. You know why? Well, again, I have to make a distinction. Pwedeng hindi, pwedeng included. Depende kung nagbibigay ka ng contribution mo doon sa pension plan mo or retirement funds mo during marriage. Because that money that you're putting into that funds, that is community property kasi any income, any you know, any purchase, any assets you acquire during the marriage including sweldo mo ay community property. So kung ginagamit mo 'yon to fund yung pension plan mo o yung 401k mo, then definitely kasama yan sa distribution. Kaya nga ina-address yan sa divorce din. You know, it could be 50-50 pag nagkasundo kayo, 50% doon sa husband, 50% doon sa wife. But I have to tell my clients at that time na even though makuha mo yung 50%, hindi mo makukuha yan agad-agad ngayon because you will be eligible to receive that pag nag-retire na yung the other spouse, pag nagtatanggap na rin siya ng kanyang pension. But you can get it, di ba? It's just that you have to wait.
Nagulat ako sa may but niyo, but
eh kasi nagulat din ako may ano, mayroon akong narinig na ingay sa background kayo. Anyway, so, yan. Okay, so going back, bago tayo maubusan ng oras because we only have a few minutes left, bakit, di ba, yung iba, nagpa-file ng divorce dito, mag-file pa ng annulment. Pwede bang divorce na lang, di na mag-annulment? Depende yun sa situation at depende yun sa goal mo. Now, remember, kung nag-file ka ng divorce mo dito sa Texas, at that time na nag-file ka, eh, Filipino citizen ka pa, and yung other spouse mo na naiwan, let's say sa Philippines, ay Filipino citizen din, you may be able to get that divorce here in Texas, but it will not be recognized in the Philippines. So that means, ikaw na nandito, pwede ka nang magpakasal kasi recognized dito yung divorce mo. Pero yung spouse mo na naiwan sa Philippines, hindi pa rin pwede magpakasal kasi hindi nga i-recognize yung divorce mo sa Philippines. Now, sabi nila, but meron namang recognition of divorce. Pwede bang dalhin na natin yung divorce decree na yun, ipa-recognize natin sa Philippines para naman yung spouse na naiwan sa Pilipinas ay makapagpakasal. Then, kaso, ang problema dyan ay walang, the Philippines will not recognize that because they're both Filipinos. Dahil walang divorce sa Philippines. Yun ang difference doon. So, paano na yung spouse doon sa Philippines? Paano siya makapagpakasal na? Ano nang solution? Sabi ng iba, eh di pagkatapos maging US citizen ng spouse nandito sa US, mag-file pa ulit siya ng divorce kasi by that time, you know, US citizen na siya, pwede na i-recognize sa Philippines. Ang problema dyan, how are you going to divorce a person na divorce mo na? Di ba? So, it will complicate the matter. Kaya yung iba, well, para naman ma-dissolve yung marriage sa Philippines for some reason, like for example, properties or allowing the other spouse to get married, they file an annulment there. If it's approved, if it's granted, then the spouse in the Philippines may be able to go and ahead and remarry. And of course, you know, hindi na rin mag-a-apply yung absolute community property doon. So, you know, you can freely buy properties in the Philippines without the fear of baka makihati yung ex-spouse mo. So, ganun yon. But, kung US citizen ka na nag-file ng divorce dito, yung divorce na yan ay pwedeng i-recognize sa Philippines para naman yung Filipino spouse na naiwan sa Pilipinas ay pwede na rin namang mag-move on at magpakasal. Kaya nga, depende dun sa situation mo at depende yon sa goal mo, bakit mo gagawin yon. So, may mga little bit of ano, complications, but that can be addressed by your attorney if the attorney knows all the facts of your case, your situation, and ano yung gusto mong mangyari. Of course, it would be best if the attorney is, you know, will have the capability of also knowing the law in the Philippines or at least my meron connection sa Philippines or attorney doon sa Philippines to do the recognition. Yeah. Malina ba yung Krisha? O tatapos na ba yung ano, yung reception time mo? Huwag ka masyado kasi magmanonood ng reels kasi lumiki yung ano mo, attention span mo. Tama ba ako, Teacher Cora? Yung mama, matindi yung mga screen time nila, yun yung mga naging makakalimutin.
I think,
meron siyang comment.
Yung mga J1 na nag-file ng divorce dito sa US, effective ba yun? Pinoy husband in the Philippines.
Well, yung J1, na we're talking about J1 teacher, di ba?
Yes,
Jaywin. Dito lang ng discussion ko kanina, kung nag-file sila ng divorce, ay kung Filipino citizen pa sila at that time na nag-file sila ng divorce at na nakuha nila yung divorce decree, that will not be recognized in the Philippines kasi Filipino pa siya nung nag-divorce siya. Eh, yung Filipino spouse din, nasa Pilipinas, Filipino din. So, ang mag-a-apply sa kanila ay Philippine law. Eh, wala namang divorce sa Philippines. So, it will not be recognized. Yun yung, ano, yun yung situation na, sticky situation na minsan, paano na, so ano ngayon gagawin, ganyan. Yun ang mga, okay, tignan natin anong pwede nating malaman para malaman natin anong solution. Yeah.
Actually, we have another question here from Shivas Reyes. Hello, attorney. When couple file for divorce, I think he is asking if part of their agreement will be about child support.
Oh, okay. So if you file for divorce in the Philippines, here in Texas, di ba sabi ko kanina, there are three issues, major issues sa divorce case. Kung may minor children, definitely you'll have to address the issue on child support and issue on child custody and also yung division of property. Now, ang tatanong ko, kung let's say lang na I'm interviewing Chivas, nasan ba yung bata? Ilang taon na yung bata? Ilan ang pinag-uusapan natin? Because here in Texas, if the child is here, my jurisdiction ang court dito, we can adjudicate, the court can adjudicate child support and child custody. If it is going to be not an agreement, like, you know, the litigated or you'll have to prove show proof in court and the judge has to make a decision regarding your case. Isang bata, 20%, dalawang bata, 25%, and so on. That is a guideline na pag the judge will have to issue the order, it will apply that guidelines. Now, what if magkaroon kayo ng kasunduan na ibahin yon? Pwede ba yon? Oo, pwede. Kasi ba sabi ko, you can settle your issues depending on sa negotiation ninyo or mediation ninyo. As long as you both agree ng doon sa agreement ninyo, and it is not against public policy, it's not illegal, you know. But you still have to bring it up to the judge. That's why you prove it up in court para i-approve ng judge yung agreement ninyo. Like I said, you can agree on anything in that settlement agreement as long as it's not against public policy or it's not illegal. Yes, why not? And as long as you both agree on that one. Okay, so that's actually a very good question. I get that one a lot. And, you know, in every case, palaging may ganyan, especially may bata. Now, iba rin ang situation pag yung bata nasa Philippines. Like I said, walang you know, we have to talk about jurisdiction. So a little bit complicated, but yes, we can discuss that in our future episode, di ba? Sabi ko sa'yo, maraming matanong nito, Krisha, because may maraming information out there online. Marami rin mga tao na they try to do it on their own and they're able to do it and they now trying to help others. They think that they're helping the friend by telling them what to do because they did it on their own. They don't know that they're just complicating the matters because their situation may be different from the situation of the friend. You know, so always tell your friend bago kayo magbigay ng payo, ng legal advice, kasi una naman, hindi kayo pwede magbigay. A dentist cannot give legal advice, right? Or a doctor or a lawyer cannot give medical advice. You have to go to the professional na nagpa-practice in that area to get the best information and advice, most appropriate advice in your case. You don't want to jeopardize your case. You don't want your right to be trampled. You know, you want as much as possible justice in your case so you know where to go. Okay, hindi sa mambabalot kung hindi naman ang question mo ay about balot, right? Anyway, okay, so si Cora, my question.
To everyone.
And now?
Ano, most especially, wag tayong magtanong sa chismosa.
Wag ka magtanong kay Marites.
Oh, yes.
Kay Krisha ka na lang magtanong. Pero Marites din si Krisha minsan. Okay. Ano may tanong si Cora? Ano ba yan?
Attorney, pwede bang kasuhan ng Pinoy husband yung wife na nag-asawa dito sa Texas?
Okay, pagkasuhan ng ano, at saka nasan yung Pinoy husband, nandito ba? Kung nandito siya, di makakapag-file siya dito ng case. Pero kung wala, mahirapan siya because how will the husband represent himself? Tapos, anong kaso din yon, di ba? At saka nasaan yung wife, nandito rin ba? So there are a lot of questions that we can ask. But if they're here at my legal rights na, ano, na natapakan, you know, pwede siguro, depende sa situation, that's why you have to consult an attorney practicing in that area. It could also be a civil case, it could also be a criminal case, so you know, para alam mo kung ano yung mga gagawin. Especially kung yung isa wala dito. You know, because I get that question a lot, especially sa divorce din, ba? Nandito yung let's say nandito yung wife, yung husband nasa Philippines, and yung wife magpa-file dito ng divorce sa Philippines, di ba? So, paano yon? How are we going to do it? So, yun yung mga ibang tanong. So, yung iba, magpapapirma ng mga documents doon. Just siguraduhin nyo lang na tama yung mga pinapapirma ninyo. Tapos, paano ang tanong doon? What if the other party doesn't want to sign or keep on dodging? I had this client na ganitong situation na nagtatago yung spouse of Philippines, no matter what they try to do, hindi ma-serve. So then you have to serve that person. That makes it a little bit more complicated and costly because it's going to be, the service is going to be under Hague Convention guidelines, diba? Because of the two countries. So then again, that could be another discussion.
And sabi ni Miss Cora, okay, I will refer them to you. Thank you,
Anvan. Okay, sige. Baka kasi ano, there are some other important details na hindi natin alam right now. So, mahirap magbigay ng ano, ng opinion. Or total, we're not giving advice here, right? Opinion about their situation. Baka mamaya, nakikinig sila, di ba? At may gawin silang step na makakasira pa or maja-jeopardize ang kanilang situation. Yeah, the best thing to do is to consult an attorney practicing in either divorce or family law. If it is about divorce or anything about family, child support, child custody, adoption, and all that. Okay? So, Krisha, time na ba? Time, dismissal time na ba?
Before that, attorney, I'm really curious about something. Pero siguro, I'm not sure kung masasagot niyo siya ngayon, but you can opt to answer this to the next episode.
Sige, opt ko na yan next episode.
There are a lot of situation wherein after filing for divorce and once divorced ka na, you are parang maraming times na nag-remarry ka eh. Parang nakaka-curious lang yung human nature na nakalaya ka na, bakit ka pa ulit pupunta sa sitwasyon na gano'n? Is it love?
Parang
may
pinaguhugutan ka, Krisha, ha? Sandali lang, ha?
No.
Sumot ka naman.
Nakaka-curious lang kasi yung human nature regarding that.
Ano ka ba? Parang ano din yan, eh. You know, yung being in love. Di ka naman pwedeng isang beses mo lang sabihin na isang beses ka lang na in love, di ba? I don't know. Siguro may ganon. Isang beses lang may in love. Pero, there are times na if you're tama nga, nahirapan ka sa isang situation, sa marriage mo. It was a very nasty divorce and sabi mo, natutunan ako. Diba? Bakit pa ako papasok na naman sa isang situation? I've heard that many times and then after some time, meron na pala siya ng ano. But I like to see people, you know, open their doors. You know, just because you came from a very nasty situation, very nasty, difficult marriage. At ngayon nakawala ka na, your second marriage will be the same. As a matter of fact, dapat hindi na because you became smarter after that. So that's why I remember yung mga, whenever may client ako na we got the final decree, so sabihin ko, oh, here's your final decree. So makikita mo, iba na yung glow ng face na because they know that's the start. That's the beginning of a new life for them. So sinasabihan ko sila, masarap pagmahal, you know, and be open to love because what is life without love, diba? But you are now smarter, diba? You have to remind them. Oh, naman attorney, sabi ganyan. hindi naman nakukuha ng bato na ipupukpuk ko sa ulo ko. I always hear that a lot at Sunshine. That I remember that you mentioned, I think you mentioned this before in the past episode about the bato. You and Nesca, di ba? So, yeah, because you become smarter. And not even in the marriage, di ba? Kahit saan, pag nagkamali ka, you learn from your mistake. And you become better. And you should become better. Diba? Because you're learning from your mistake. Ganun lang yun. And then you move on. You design a better life for yourself. Because now, you are more experienced. Diba? You're more knowledgeable. Marami kang natutunan sa experience mo na yun. So, learn from, you know, don't forget the pain. But, you know, remember the lessons in life na natutunan mo throughout that experience para hindi ka na ulit mapunta sa ganong situation. Ngayon, sabi mo, bakit yung iba, di-divorce na naman? It could be a different reason, di ba? Baka naman ikaw na rin yung problema dahil ikaw na rin yung... You never know. But what I'm saying is, yeah, it happens. It doesn't mean na hindi sila natuto. It could be another situation. Na why it didn't work. Okay, so well, thank you so much for those very intelligible questions, Krisha.
Well, thank you for answering them, Attorney Aileen. And thank
next
you for
time ako naman your... maraming tanong sa'yo.
Ay, wag na lang pala, Attorney.
So anyway, well, thank you so much to all our audience, our listeners, our viewers for tuning in. And also, thank you for those who posted their comments, their questions. We love to see you engage with us during the live show because yun naman ang purpose nito is for us to share knowledge with you. So if you have any question, wag kang matakot, just post it there, okay? Tagalog, English, whatever. Wag lang Chinese na marunong magbasa ng Chinese. Eh. I'm trying to learn... You know, but it's just so hard. But maybe I will learn someday, di ba, Krisha? Everything can be learned. So, tanungin natin si Krisha, before we close, what are your takeaways for tonight, Krisha? Kala mo, ha? Major lang. Siguro one or two lang. Pag may nagtanong sa'yo, let's say lang. So, Krisha, ano yung dalawang divorce, types of divorce sa Texas?
No fault and with fault.
Check, o diba? O, taba na yon, okay na yon. Anyway, thank you so much to all. Again, this is Legal Treats. We are live every Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And that'll be Saturday, 7:30 a.m. Philippine Time. And Krisha, if they want to watch the recorded live show, where do they go?
Of course, if you want to watch the recorded video, yeah. So just in any case, you miss our live show, you can reach us in our Facebook page, Lawin Media Network, also in YouTube, Twitch, and over 15 podcasts such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
All right, and thank you, Lawin Media Network, our producer. Thank you, Krisha, my co-host for tonight. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.